Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson. It's Monday, and you know what that means. It's time for Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. On tonight's show, we will pay tribute to the General Robert Montgomery Knight, former Indiana men's basketball coach and Hall of Famer, who passed away last Wednesday at the age of 83. Indiana football beats Wisconsin. Indiana men's basketball and women's basketball are successful in their exhibition games. Indiana men's soccer is headed on to the Big Ten tournament semifinals. IU football announces the 2024 season schedule, and two IU former track and field athletes compete at the Pan American Games in Chile. We will also have our high school scoreboard update and look ahead to the week in IU athletics, so let's talk sports. We will get into the Bob Knight tribute and legacy later in the show, but Indiana University honors the man with a commemorative patch that the football, men's basketball, and women's basketball teams will all wear this season. There was also a moment of silence at the women's game Wednesday night as the news had just broke before the game about his passing. Also, men's basketball had a moment of silence, video tributes throughout the game, including his return against Purdue, and then football had a moment of silence as well. Of course, we'll get into all of that later in the show, but Indiana football gets a 20-14 win over Wisconsin Saturday afternoon in Memorial Stadium. The Hoosiers led 10-0 after Brandon Sorsby ran in for an 8-yard touchdown. Chris Freeman kicked a 27-yard field goal. Wisconsin scored when Braden Locke found Bryson Green on a 54-yard pass with 4:11 left in the second quarter. Sorsby found Donovan McCauley on a 7-yard pass and a great one-handed grab by McCauley to put the Hoosiers up 17-7 with 41 seconds left before halftime. Wisconsin cut the lead to 3 with 10:17 left in the third quarter when Locke found Will Pauling on an 18-yard pass. Chris Freeman hit a 50-yard field goal with 1:10 remaining. Wisconsin fumbled the ball on the final play of the game, and the Hoosiers win their first Big Ten game this season as they improved to 3-6 and 1-5 in the Big Ten. The Hoosiers are at Illinois at noon Saturday on the Big Ten Network. Indiana men's basketball beat NAIA Power Marion University from Indianapolis 94-61 in the second and final exhibition game Friday night in Simon Scott Assembly Hall. The Hoosiers are 3-0 all-time against the Knights and 31-0 all-time in exhibition games against non-Division I teams dating back to the 2004-2005 season when the NCAA allowed these type of exhibition games. Khalil Ware had 20 points and 11 rebounds. McKenzie and Baco had 15 points. Malik Renew, 14 points. Caleb Banks, 12. And CJ Gunn, 11 points. The Hoosiers led 49-35 at halftime and outscored the Knights 45-26 in the second half. Marion has 10 of their 14 players from Indiana, with 3 from Ohio and 1 from Michigan. Greencastle native Brody Whitaker scored 19 points and pulled down 10 rebounds to lead the Knights. Ben Henderson, who played at Harrison High School in Lafayette, had 12 points, and Hamilton Heights graduate Gus Etchison had 11. The Hoosiers open the regular season tomorrow night versus Florida Gulf Coast at 6:30, and Sunday versus Army at 7 o'clock, both in Simon Scott Assembly Hall and both on the Big Ten Network. Indiana women's basketball rolled to a 111-68 victory over Division II Northwood University Wednesday night in Simon Scott Assembly Hall. The Hoosiers opened the game on a 17-0 run and led 37-10 at the end of the first quarter. The Hoosiers led 65-26 at half and outscored Northwood 46-42 in the second half. Mackenzie Holmes, who turned 23 on Wednesday, celebrated with 28 points, going 14-14 from the field and scoring 22 of those points in the first half. Sarah Scalia scored 17, Sidney Parrish 14, Yarden Garzon added 12 points, including 2 3-pointers, Alexis Bargesser 11 points, Lily Meister a double-double with 10 points and 14 rebounds, and 10 rebounds from Chloe Moore McNeil. The Hoosiers open the regular season Thursday against Eastern Illinois at Simon Scott Assembly Hall, 7 p.m. on BTN Plus, and then travel out west to Stanford to take on the Cardinal and former Indiana University student and graduate Tara Vanderveer, Hall of Fame coach in her own right, at 5 o'clock on ESPN. Indiana men's soccer beat Wisconsin 2-1 in the Big Ten Tournament quarterfinals on Jerry Yeagley Field at Bill Armstrong Stadium Friday night. The Hoosiers scored at the 12:13 mark when Joey Mayer converted his second penalty kick of the season. Maloon Gumbale scored his second goal of the season at the 54:11 mark. Max Keenan scored at the 74:46 mark for Wisconsin to complete the scoring. The Hoosiers are the top seed in the tournament and will host fifth seed Michigan Wednesday night at 8 p.m. with the game on the Big Ten Network. Should the Hoosiers win, they will host number 6 Ohio State or number 2 Penn State in the championship Sunday at noon, and that will be televised on the Big Ten Network. IU football announced the 2024 season schedule after the Big Ten announced dates for the entire conference season. With the addition of 4 new teams, the conference is now at 18 teams, with UCLA, USC, Washington, Oregon set to join in August. The Hoosiers will open at home on August 31st, hosting Florida International and Western Illinois on September 7th. Indiana will travel to the Rose Bowl for the first time since 1968 to take on Big Ten newcomer UCLA on September 14th. The Hoosiers host Charlotte on September 21st and Maryland September 28th. Indiana travels to Northwestern on October 5th, followed by a bye week before Nebraska comes to town on October 19th, and then welcomes Big Ten newcomer Washington on October 26th. The Hoosiers travel to Michigan State November 2nd, host Michigan November 9th, followed by a bye week before going to Ohio State November 23rd, and hosting Purdue on November 30th for the Old Oaken Bucket Game. The Big Ten Championship game is December 7th in Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. Two former IU track and field athletes competed in the Pan American Games in Santiago, Chile. The event featured 41 countries from North, Central, South America, and the Caribbean that competed from October 20th to yesterday, Sunday the 5th, in 39 different sports. Paola Fernandez Sola of Puerto Rico, who competed for IU from 2020 to 2023, finished 7th in the long jump. Daniel Michalski won the silver medal for the United States in the 3,000-meter steeplechase. He was a graduate transfer from Cedarville University and competed for IU in 2019. Congratulations to both Paola Fernandez Sola and Daniel Michalski for representing IU on the world stage in the Pan American Games. High school sports time. Let's check the local high school scoreboard. In football, Class 5A Sectional 15 Championship, Bloomington South beat Seymour 49-14. The 18th sectional title and third in a row for the Panthers. In the Class 5A Sectional 16 Championship, Evansville North beat Castle 60-50 for Evansville North's first sectional title since 2000 and 6th overall. Friday night at Fred Huff Memorial Field on the south side of Bloomington, it will be 8-3 Evansville North against 10-1 Bloomington South. The third ever meeting in the postseason between the two, with Bloomington South winning the previous two matchups. In girls high school basketball, as the regular season is underway, Edgewood beat West Vigo 42-32. Northview beat Bloomington North 53-38. Edgewood 38-24 over Greencastle. Lighthouse Christian 51-32 over Crothersville. Bloomington South 56-30 over Columbus East. Bloomington North 64-49 over Greenwood. North Davies 57-24 over Lighthouse Christian. In the volleyball state finals at Worthen Arena on the Ball State campus in Muncie Saturday, Class 1A, Southwood beat Tecumseh 3-1 for Southwood's first state title. Class 2A, Muncie Burris 3-0 over Brownstown Central. Muncie Burris, a state record 23rd state title, first since 2010, and the Owls could literally walk from their school, which is located on the south end of the Ball State campus, to Worthen Arena, which is on the north end, probably a 15 to 20 minute walk, is a laboratory school that is on the campus. So congratulations to the Owls for making history, winning another state volleyball title. In Class 3A, Providence beat Belmont 3-1 for back-to-back state titles for Providence. In Class 4A, Hamilton Southeastern beats Castle 3-1. 33-0 this season for the Royals, back-to-back state titles, and 67 wins in a row. That is a look at our high school scoreboard. When we come back, we will pay tribute to the General Robert Montgomery Knight, former Indiana University men's basketball coach and Hall of Famer. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Are you spending more time at home these days? If so, then you'll want to consider having your carpets professionally cleaned. Brothers Carpet Cleaning has been the region's premier cleaner for nearly a decade. Their truck-mounted systems are the most effective to remove bacteria, allergens, and pet dander. Brothers Carpet Cleaning will professionally clean your carpet, tile, upholstery, and wood. When it has to be clean, call Brothers Carpet Cleaning. Online at carpetcleaningbrothers.com.
Are you concerned about your life insurance coverage during these uncertain times in history? I'm Adam Beasley with American Senior Benefits right here in Bloomington, and we can help you find the best coverage for you and your family. We work for you to find the best plan out of more than 150 companies. We can compare your existing coverage or start a brand new plan. From newborn to 89 years old, from term to permanent, we'll find what's best for you. Call us at American Senior Benefits, 812-631-2305.
Hi, this is Tyler Smith, girls basketball coach at Crawfordsville High School and editor for IndySportsLegends.com, and I listen to Talkin' Sports on the South Central Indiana News Network.
Welcome back to Talkin' Sports with Nick Jenkinson. Of course, the world lost one of the most influential basketball figures and icons last week on Wednesday, November 1st, when legendary coach Bob Knight passed away at the age of 83. Knight was one of a kind. His coaching accomplishments are legendary. He went 902-371 during a 42-year head coaching career that included stops at Army from 1966 to 71, Indiana from 1972 to 2000, Texas Tech from 2002 to 2008. When he retired, he was the winningest coach in college basketball history and now ranked sixth. Four-time National Coach of the Year, five-time Big Ten Coach of the Year, was inducted in the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame in 1991, the College Basketball Hall of Fame in 2006, and the IU Athletics Hall of Fame in 2009. He enjoyed success at all three of his coaching stops. He only had two losing seasons in his career. He never had a losing season here at IU. Hired at the age of 30 in 1971, he led the Hoosiers to three NCAA titles in 1976, 81, 87, five Final Fours, 11 Big Ten regular season championships in 29 years at IU. His 76 team, 32-0, is the last undefeated team in NCAA Division I history. Of course, in 1975, they lost to Kentucky in the tournament, and of course, they were undefeated in the regular season, 18-0 back-to-back in Big Ten play, and no Big Ten team has gone undefeated in league play since. His 37 consecutive wins during that period was a new conference standard that has never been threatened. Of course, one of the biggest things for Coach Knight was he always graduated most of his players, 98%. There were only four of his players that never graduated that played for him for 4 years. Of course, he also won the U.S. Olympic gold medal in L.A. in 1984, leading the U.S. team led by Michael Jordan at the time, who was a college player at North Carolina and also won the gold medal in 1979 at the Pan American Games. He was, of course, one of the most innovative, revolutionized, popularized the most in offense, you know, an offensive style. That Knight was incredible. 24 NCAA appearances in 29 years, 42 and 21. 28 of 29 times they went to the postseason. They won the NIT championship. They also won the CCA championship in his career. 9 MVPs, 27 All-Americans, and of course, National Player of the Year with Calvert Cheney in 1993, becoming the all-time leading scorer in Big Ten and IU history with 2,613 points. Of course, Mike Woodson, current head coach, played for Bobby Knight, was a 1980 Big Ten MVP and two-time All-American. Knight was born October 25th in 1940 in Orville, Ohio. He was a multi-talented athlete, played basketball at Ohio State for Hall of Fame coach Fred Taylor from 58 to 62, a reserve on the Buckeye teams, played alongside future Hall of Famers John Havlicek and Jerry Lucas. They won the national title in 1960 and then runners-up in 1961 and 1962. He graduated from Ohio State in 1962, spent 1 year coaching basketball at Cuyahoga Falls in Ohio before enlisting in the Army in 1963. He was an assistant coach with the men's basketball team, 2 years later promoted to the head coach. 4 NIT invitations at his time in Army, also coached a young man named Mike Krzyzewski, of course now is the all-time winningest coach in NCAA Division I history. Krzyzewski had a successful career at both Army and Duke, leading the Blue Devils to several NCAA championships, and was an assistant at IU for Knight for one season. Of course, Coach Knight was also very outspoken and did a lot of things that a lot of people did not like, including my father, who was an English education professor for 35 years at IU. Knight was famous for throwing the chair in 1985 against Purdue, and my dad went over, shut the TV off, and told me as a little kid, "Did you see what he just did?" And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "If I would do that in any of my classes, I'd be out of here first thing Monday morning." So a lot of the faculty and staff did not like the fact that there were one set of rules for them and another set of rules for Coach Knight. He also made a lot of comments, including one about now current head basketball coach at Ball State, Michael Lewis, in a game at Iowa when Lewis had a ton of assists. That prompted my father to write a letter to the university president at the time, who was Miles Brand. And of course, he got a response back from Brand about Knight's behavior, but also all the things that Coach Knight accomplished off the floor in raising a lot of money for the university library. Coach Knight always cared about his players. He, of course, had several incidents with former players over the years. He was let go in 2000 by President Brand when there was a zero tolerance policy and he refused to step down. And Brand did something that we never thought would happen and let Coach Knight go. I grew up an Indiana basketball fan with my dad as he took me to games from when I was 5 years old. There are so many moments about Coach Knight that I will never forget. Of course, one was Illinois when he got teed up and ejected and he walked by referee Ted Valentine, probably gave him a little bit of a shoulder tap on his way out. But Coach Knight got the best out of all his players. All his players love and respect him. Calvert Cheney said this week he was larger than life. As Coach Woodson said, Assembly Hall is his building. I hope to make him proud as much as I am of him and everything else. And tributes poured in from all over the college basketball world, all over the state of Indiana, as, of course, Coach Knight was revered by everybody in the state of Indiana. You didn't always agree with things that he did and said, but you respected him, no doubt about it, as what he built this program on, which was discipline, success, hard work, and one thing that Knight never did was get in trouble and commit any NCAA violations. Coach Knight will be sorely missed. I look at this as a kind of a loss as a grandfather because he was iconic. He was what I grew up on in Indiana basketball until he was let go in 2000 while I was in college. So thank you, Coach Knight, for everything that you have done for the game of basketball, for everybody in the state of Indiana, for the city of Bloomington, for Indiana University, and the entire world. When you go around the world, if you say you're from Indiana, people say Bobby Knight, and that's how Indiana was always known as, was Bobby Knight. So thank you, Coach Knight. We will miss you. We will never forget you. You will always be respected, and Indiana basketball will always be Bob Knight. Rest in peace, General. This is Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network.
This is Danny with Weathervane Insurance Solutions. Not only is it especially important for our economy to support local businesses these days, but as your local independent insurance agency, Weathervane Insurance can shop you around with dozens of carriers to ensure you receive the most competitive price and, of course, the best customer service. Find us on the web at weathervaneonline.com. That's weathervaneonline.com.
Did you know that 1 in 59 people are diagnosed with autism and 78% of them also have a co-occurring mental health condition? This is why the world should pay more attention to autism. If you know nothing about autism, and it's time to be educated about this extremely significant topic. Everyone should have at least a tiny bit of knowledge about this topic, so people like me can be in society just like you. Be part of the solution by visiting AutismRocksAndRolls.com. There you will find important information as well as a link to my podcast. Check out AutismRocksAndRolls.com.
Hi, this is New York Jets offensive lineman and IU grad Dan Feeney. You're listening to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson.
Welcome back to Talking Sports with Nick Jenkinson on the South Central Indiana News Network. Time to take a look at the weekend IU athletics. Tomorrow, men's basketball hosts Florida Gulf Coast, 6:30 on the Big Ten Network. Wednesday, men's soccer hosts Michigan in the Big Ten Tournament semifinal, 8 o'clock on the Big Ten Network. Thursday, women's basketball hosts Eastern Illinois, 7 p.m. on BTN+. Friday, women's tennis at the North Florida Fall Invite in Jacksonville. NCAA Women's Soccer Tournament first round is going to start on Friday and go through Sunday. Cross country at the NCAA Great Lakes Regional in Madison, Wisconsin Friday. Wrestling hosts Ryder, 6 p.m. in Simon Scott Assembly Hall. Volleyball host Rutgers, 7 p.m. in Wilkinson Hall, will be on BTN+. Saturday, women's tennis at the North Florida Fall Invite in Jacksonville. Rowing is at an exhibition at Ohio State. Football at Illinois, noon on the Big Ten Network. Sunday, women's tennis at the North Florida Fall Invite in Jacksonville. Men's soccer, Big Ten Tournament Championship could be here at noon on Sunday, should the Hoosiers win Wednesday. Volleyball hosts Minnesota in Wilkinson Hall, 1 o'clock on BTN+. Women's basketball at Stanford, 5 p.m. on ESPN. And men's basketball hosts Army, 7 p.m. on the Big Ten Network. Thank you for joining us this evening. Thanks to our sponsors on behalf of the entire team here at the South Central Indiana News Network. My name is Nick Jenkinson. Join us throughout the week on social media and Monday nights right here for more Talking Sports.
This was a production of the South Central Indiana News Network.